We're going to put out our merchandise. We're going to have pictures. We're going to have autographs after the show. When he goes out here, we'll bring all that out. Other than that, we're rocking tonight. Roberto, what do we do best? Oh! We rock! Roberto Frankie Rodriguez on keyboard!
Oh, baby, yes, it is you. Thank you. It's rock and roll, baby. Like, what else could it be? Yeah. Woo! Does keyboard mic ain't working over here? Yeah. Can we get it working? Anyways, you'll hear the live version when you hear the recording without the audience. Yeah. But anyways, then this next song, with my last song on Cameo Front, right? This little thing called, oh yeah, Tommy James came out the year after us. And he's the one that had all the publicity on it. They took the money and ran with it.
Fair.
That was in 67. But yeah, and Tommy James sounded like, what's that called? Only something. Anyways, yeah. But I believe if you ever heard our version, you know which is the one. This little thing called, Do Something To Me.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, that was a little thing called, we got a trick called, I'm just here. But anyways, that's something we're going to do. The author of the song, we came out in 97, back together again, he said, 96 Tears is one of the 10 best rock and roll songs, and you know the 9 of it. I mean, he's not egotistic, you know what I'm saying? But John Lennon said to Brian Wilson in Los Angeles that 96 Tears was the best rock and roll song ever written. That's John Lennon saying that. But right now, we're going to do the song. See, I do songs when people request them, and I say, yeah. I mean, we can do any kind of music, you know, anytime, you know. But this guy said, can you do the song? I tell him we were going to do it, and I just surprised you, I'm going to request a song. So anyways, this song is nothing different than anybody ever done. And you're going to know why. And it's not a new album coming out. And wait till the writer hears this version of his song. Get up here, girl.
good. You really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing.
This is a song from my very first time out in New York City, 1967. Yeah. And, somebody can hear? Yeah. Can you take the music out of my verse? Because I don't want to hear that. Yeah. Anyways, this song's called Don't Tease Me. And it's got a really nice groove. Yeah. Can you imagine the Raylettes backing us up? Yeah. But We got this song. Everybody's done this song. I mean, we're going to recognize it and things like that. And the title, where it comes from, is Between Us and You. No, what's that song by YouTube? No, Pink Floyd? Us and Them? Something like that. Anyway, I heard it once or twice, right? You know, but yeah, the song Between, is it Us and You or You and Us? Whatever. But when you hear the song, you know why. It's a little thing called That's How Strong My Love Is, Baby. If I was the sun, way up the head, I'd go with my love, baby, everywhere.
Okay.
Because see, all that happened to us, we wouldn't be up here. Because we'd be, I don't know where we'd be. You know what I'm saying? But because I know the stars are you, I want you to carry that. You know what I'm talking about? And when I was talking about that breeze coming in, yeah. You know the storm is gone. The storm is over there. But I wanna let you know how strong I love you.
Thank you. Try me, darling, tell me, Yeah. We had a lot more songs to do, but I guess we're running out of time. Call us on the telephone, vote for number one. Yeah, we're number one, baby. We've always been number one. You know why? Because we are number one, baby.
Thank you.
This is new stuff.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to be selling shirts over here. We'll go get everything ready right now. Lucy's got a word to say to you.
Come on, one more.
Hand that girl to Hospital Square, man.